You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
.07 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, last week of July, after the big rain, as we like to say. If you missed anything on this show, 10:30 KVOI, check out any old Wake Up Tucsons or some of the history podcasts. We're going to do another hour of Tucson radio history with Ed Alexander and Alan Michaels on Wednesday's show at 7:07. So that will be very, very fun. We got Mike Beatrice that day, and then Kim from the Arizona Bowl. They have a big announcement tomorrow on their who their new sponsor is going to be. I know who it is. It's going to be interesting. There's going to be a couple of you that will kind of go, wah! But I think as you hear more, I think the deal will be better than maybe we think. So. And then tomorrow, Malta Joe, Pastitzi, Bruce Ash, and Steve Farley from the Humane Society. So it should be a fun show tomorrow. Let's go right to the phones, calling in the beautiful village of Marana, Arizona, Blue Chip Planning. Brother Joe, good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's great to be here. I don't know what, I just woke up on the right side of the bed. I just have a whole new perspective this week.
Oh, my it's God. Wonderful. That's beautiful. I think it was all that rain. It was all that misty rain over the weekend. So
I think we needed that. We needed the rain more than one way, and it certainly has cleared my mind and entire attitude, and looking forward to a great week.
So did you watch any of the Trump event over the weekend?
I actually heard it while I was in my room reading. I overheard it for about 5 minutes before I went outside and worked with horses and got some exercise. But I'd heard enough in the 5 minutes to get the gist of it.
So here we are. We're at the end of July. What are we looking like? What's the markets looking like? We know inflation is pretty wild right now. The cost of doing business is pretty wild. Supply chain from especially China is amazingly delayed right now. What are things looking like out there?
Well, so many times we talk about financial markets and strategies. You know, we're more, of course, there's a bunch of people always looking for that silver bullet mousetrap product that they want to bring to their mechanic to put on their car, tell their mechanic how to do it. What we're finding is, I think it ties into the political that we were talking about together, that I think it's time to realize that it's time to bear down and stay out of politics, because what's going to happen is we see it. We see raging inflation. We see uncontrolled spending. And we see really no hope in sight, because as terrible as we want to be upset with the other side, the right side has nothing really to counter it, and that's why the left keeps winning. And I don't know, I'm not that hopeful for the midterm election, so I would be looking at, financially, our clients are looking at hunkering down. They're looking at higher interest rates, but not at the bank. They're looking at gold and precious metals and real estate to reallocate some of their assets. And yes, believe it or not, these elderly people that are so worried about they're not going to live long enough, they are looking at life insurance as a way to have a different asset class in their portfolio. So we're hunkering down. We think that the political system will just blow up, that nobody will be able to save it. It will go out of control. And it's only until then, so when it goes out of control, the people with the money in this state and in this country will put their foot down and not allow this to continue.
Let's say that the Republicans get control of both houses and at least it stops. Is one of your concerns is that the Democrats will get enough weird stuff across, whether through reconciliation or whatever, that with the Democrats still holding the presidency, that a lot of this madness will just continue?
They're just playing politics right now. But when push comes to shove, we feel that they'll be desperate enough to do anything to move the ball across the court for the left. And if the right ever had a real chance of winning the House, the presidency, you'll see crazier things happen. And they'll do it while they still can. You know, it's that the guy falling on the grenade while he still can.
We were talking about the last time you were on, we were talking about how the stock market performance compared to actual, you know, GDP growth, that ratio is so out of whack that it makes right before 2008 look pretty conservative. Is that where we're at?
We're in an alternative universe. The stock market does not reflect gross national product. It doesn't reflect the fact that people don't have good jobs. It doesn't reflect the fact that what's going on in this country. It's just more of the free money, mad money, printed by the Federal Reserve, which is their right to print. And we even have built a model as we're looking at cryptocurrency, where it's strong and where cryptocurrency, our clients are not going to touch it because there's too much to lose.
Well, let's do this. Let's go to break and we'll talk to Joe about a couple of things that, you know, if you feel like Joe just talked about, maybe some places where you can park some of your money while the storm is raging on out there. So let's go to break, visit some of our great sponsors. You're on the Wake Up Tucson Show. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. This goes out to Drew from the Libertarian Party. This is one of her requests on an O Monday. All right, little Buck Owens on an O Monday. We had some good Buck Owens stories with Jim Sloan when he was doing his history of local Tucson country radio. We'll get my brother Joe on the line. Brother Joe, Blue Chip Planning, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. Boy, it's been a brisk Monday already since that commercial break.
Tell me about what are a couple of things that people listening right now who are in that they're worried about inflation, they're worried about an overinflated stock market, they're worried about a lot of, you know, we talk about too many dollars chasing too few products being what inflation is, right? And a lot of that, it's not even natural. Like, I think we've used the word zombie inflation because a big chunk of those too many dollars chasing it is just stuff given out by the government. So what can you do? What can we do at Blue Chip to help these good people out who are a little frightened? And, of course, going to the bank for 0.6% a year in a CD is not an option either. So what do they do? Give us two good things before we end our day together. What do we got here?
Yeah, right now we have the NSS fraternal annuity paying a wonderful 3.5%. So, I mean, for people that can do basic math, they can see that it's significantly higher for a guaranteed product. But as bonds go up, as interest rates go up, the danger is that your bond value will go down. With the fraternal reserve annuity, the policyholder doesn't have to take that bond par risk. So they'll just raise everybody up. As the society can make more interest, they'll pay everybody a higher rate. And we have 10-year renewal history to show the superior returns on a fixed basis. So, you know, if you're getting 35 cents on $100,000, yeah, I've heard the FDIC thing, good for you. But for the last 10 years, you've made nothing. You've done nothing. You've been clipping coupons at Burger King. You've been chintzy on your vacations because you can't afford to really live your retirement. So, you know, here, this shouldn't be so mind-boggling. These fraternal societies have been around over 100, 150 years, and they've taken care of their members. They don't have the taxes. They don't have the big corporate management structure to pay people. So right now they're paying up to 3.3, 3.5, with the potential of going higher. So a lot of people feel over the next 10 years or more that they'll be way ahead of, you know, they're 70, they're 80 years old. They're not interested in dollar costing averaging in the stock market at this point. So that's certainly one of the best. And then the second one is to reposition your assets. That, you know, there's a lot of people just, they have it positioned in CDs and savings, making nothing, single premium life insurance, because they get leverage. The money's tax-free to their kids. It's probate tax-free. In addition, they also receive long-term care benefits if they get elderly and sick and need help, as opposed to just spending it down, you know, the no-interest account they've held for 10 years that will be spent down to pounded into nothing. So I would say the single premium life plan right now that we're offering through a major, major insurance company. And then the fraternal annuity at 3.5, I mean, with the potential to go higher in this Biden-Harris economy with inflation, spending out of control. I don't, you know, as an independent, you know, you look at either side of the aisle, you just don't know who to trust, who's, then that's the problem. That's why these people keep winning, because nobody knows really who to trust. And I guess, you know, if you spit out enough money and benefits to people, they'll just hold their nose and go, you know, they'll sell their soul for a few dollars because they think they're getting something.
So all of you who are saying, when Joe says 3.5%, what the, you know, so I went on bankrate.com just to see what the best CD was paying in the country for 5 years. It's 1.15.
For five years. And what bank's offering it?
That's Delta Community Credit Union.
Oh, Delta Community Credit Union. And, you know, it's funny because we have seen people go with the online bank looking for that rate at some place they've never saw, you know, people that these small outfits that rent a little office space on Queens Boulevard, you know, not down by old Shea Stadium, and they think that's financial security. And it's kind of funny because most people really think their money's at the bank. Oh, I can just go down the street. My money's right there at these major financial banks, and I can just get my money at any time. Your money's not there. So, but people will make that deduction, and then they'll go over to the Delta Credit Union to get one. Was it 1.5 or 1.15?
1.15. To get the Delta Community Credit Union, you can go. The second best is Quantic, Quontic, which I think is a bank from Star Trek. Quantic, 1.11. So 3.5 looks pretty darn good. Tax deferred.
It's beautiful, and it's backed by a company with over a 100-year track record. And in our updated internet site, Chris, we talk about our fraternal history and roots of providing benefits to people, to protecting our members from dangers and financial insecurities. And it's a great opportunity to have a legally guaranteed product, which when we look at the safety of compared to the bank, once people take that 5 to 7 minutes to look at the financials of these fraternal societies versus their big, wonderful, friendly bank, I'd say at least 80% of them see the light and realize that not only are they more comfortable with that structure, and it's a different structure. We make all those disclosures. But think about it. If you had $250,000 in the bank for the last 10 years, you see, now you have $251,000 10 years later. Think about the thousands and thousands of dollars you would have made at 3.5%.
If you want to make an appointment with Joe, 600-7307, go to bluechipplan.com. Hey, I got a question for you about my one of my favorite aunts, Aunt Janet Yellen. Okay, I say that. She's not my favorite. But she told Congress that if they don't raise the debt limit by October 2nd, they were going to, quote, soon suspend the sale of state and local bonds.
There you go. That's a perfect article you picked out. Our clients are very disturbed by the lack of debt management of our country. And really, Chris, it's so disgraceful that Congress, and it's both sides of the aisle. You know, I'm tired of getting mad at politicians because they're all in the soup. They're all shrugging their responsibility. To think about it, a country the size of the United States does not have a budget that they can live with. And all we do is that they keep raising this in Congress. Oh, these people that we are so privileged that we're paying so much money to send people to Congress. The best these people can do, right, is they're going to raise the imaginary debt ceiling. Oh, when they make an official vote and, you know, all the pomp and circumstance. Meanwhile, we can't reconcile our budget. Meanwhile, our clients that are looking at Biden's proposals, his infrastructure bill, the democratic social experiment, who is going to pay for this? Of course, our young people say, well, the government will just print more money because that's what it does. But, you know, the older people we talk to say, you know, they're paying for it. Every taxpayer is going to pay for it in higher taxes, higher capital gains. Believe you me, before the Dems leave and give up the last bit of power, you'll see the estate, my opinion, you'll see the estate tax back or a capital gains tax that people never imagined. So it's all being worked on now.
So don't get me wrong, you know, the Treasury Secretary sending a letter to Congress to do such thing has happened many times in the past. But things are, you know, well, I love the CNBC, reporting on this. It's unclear how much Yellen's emergency capital will last in the face of unprecedented stimulus efforts sparked by COVID-19 crisis. So
no, there's no end to COVID. And think about it. That's why your CD at the bank is 1%. Even if you go to Delta Community Credit Union, you know, in Ohio, is because the government is artificially doing that to push their experiment along. So you're not only paying, you're going to pay for it in taxes. The saver is being absolutely tortured with their return at the bank for these people that cannot reconcile our national debt.
Just to let everyone know before we go, Delta Community Credit Union's in Georgia. So, all right, Brother Joe, thanks for a good time, and thanks for starting off our Monday. Go to 600-6307. Oh, sorry. Yeah, 600-7307. I got it now. Hit extension 1 for Joe, 3 for me. Joe, good talking to you as always, my friend.
Thank you, Chris. Have a blessed morning.
There he is, Brother Joe, Blue Chip Planning. I got a whole bunch of stuff I got to get off the old desk. This is where I get in trouble. All these short stories I got to get through. Way trouble. Wake up. Oh, there he is. The man who kicks off this show every day, Oswald Osborne. We got so much stuff I got to get off of my bits and bobs, the bits and bobs section of the Wake Up Tucson show. This guy, Alan Jones on Sky News. Sky News, of course, is a British media company, but of course, they got their own channel in the, Aussies. And the Aussies have been just pounding the crap out of the America media, salivating over Joe Biden and letting him just get away with every stupid thing under the sun. So let's go to Alan Jones. Okay, before we get, so Trump, Biden did this town hall with Don Lemon, and it was the biggest joke humanly possible, okay, last week. So Alan Jones talks about what is the American media and America putting up with this guy is kind of incomprehensible. Let's do it.
The president has sent us to this.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah. That's not true. But the blokes unchallenged. And then this incoherent rambling about men on the moon and aliens. Listen to this embarrassing diatribe.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you seem, no, it works. Or, you know, or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people, if your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not, you know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it?
What? Man on the moon, something. What the hell has this got to do about anything? This is a town hall meeting. The bloke's unchallenged in his rambling. Listen to this. He actually tries to explain what the question is and then makes an appalling mess of answering his own question.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be? We know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved.
Yeah. Oh, for God's sake. This virus is, in fact, it's going to be, we know why all the drugs are temporarily approved, but permanently approved. I mean, listen to this again. The President of the United States at a town hall meeting, and someone doesn't say, get off the stage. You're embarrassing the free world and obscuring the coronavirus message. Listen to this.
We know that this virus is, in fact, it's going to be, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing about this, right, of course, is that if he's going to do a, you know, Don Lemon, Mr. Journalist, you know, they sat there and rehearsed that thing the entire time. This tells you that, again, we've told you that this man's out of his gourd. He's out of his gourd, and he's being run by handlers. That's why we call him Joe Bamba. You know something? Big Stoked Paul, you know, Andy talked at the Turning Points thing this Saturday. I got to ask him if he used Joe Bamba because it's too good. All right. Howard Fisher, Arizona Capital Media, Mr. Journalist, wants to know if there's a vaccine to prevent republicanism. So thank you, Arizona Capital Media. Then we have this one. I love this one. Mark Brnovich is trying to. He's not the most electrifying guy out there. But I love this one. It's Mark Brnovich here, and I need your endorsement to show the radical Dems that we have strong support to flip Arizona red. Can I count on you to join the Brno Brigade? The look of pain on Raymond's face when I just said Brno Brigade was priceless. I feel like we're trying a little too hard, Ray, when we're doing the Brno Brigade.
Maybe just a bit.
Just a bit, right? And this is the guy who doesn't come down to Southern Arizona unless he's invited by the U of A or Southern Arizona Leadership Council. Because he couldn't care about any of the stuff that's going on here. If you remember, Mark Stegman was an elected official, sent him open meetings complaints that, and Mike Hicks, who was an elected official, and he didn't even respond to the Stegman one. So now all of a sudden it's like, join the Brno Brigade. I mean, for God's sakes, Tom Horn's running again for superintendent of public instruction. Holy crap. KVOA Mark Mingura. I love this. We have issues have been growing at a local apartment complex after a new management company bought Cadence in downtown Tucson. Overflowing trash, litter, and group of homeless people staying on the property are just some of the issues. Well, isn't this just downtown? People living here say they somehow tolerated all the issues but could no longer stand as the complex not having water to cook or take a shower. local people in management here were completely indifferent about this, told us a pack of lies. They told us it was going to be restored by 2 or 3 p.m., said Arshad Ali, Caden's residence. I think the actual, does the city own that property? I feel like that's a city-owned property. I think they actually might own it, and then I
forgot. They do.
Yeah, they do. So anyway, what could go wrong, right? The city-owned property with the hotel, the place that gets the sweet deal, kind of owning the business to rent out the apartments. What could go wrong? It's fine. We're bouncing around. Sweden, zero COVID deaths. Sweden's anti-lockdown strategy has worked. This is from Selwyn Duke. They're not in the news much for either good or bad reasons. The good reason that, unlike France, where massive protests and rioting inspired by new anti-coronavirus lockdown measures have made headlines, the Nordic country's peaceful. The bad one is that even though the reason it's peaceful, it's because anti-lockdown strategy has worked. The COVID panic porn-obsessed media doesn't find this noteworthy. After all, if the masses find out that all civilization-rending lockdowns and onerous virus restrictions are an exercise in, here's a good word, scientific obscurantism. Wow. It's a Monday. Here's the news opinion Carfel found unworthy. As of Friday, the Sweden 7-day rolling average for the China virus death was, quote, at zero. That always felt right in the first place. When all these other places, the news media was going crazy about Sweden. That one always felt right. Great news memory came up. We were doing possible headlines in the Arizona Daily Star because they were so worried that we were getting beaten up for bad rankings of whether it's danger or whatever. And I remember we did a fake one that said, survey, Tucson ranks first among U.S. cities for hipster small business startups that produce organic mead. So still sounds right to this day. The other thing, too, was also another memory came up from 2006 was billboards that talked about Tucson's the most dangerous city in Arizona. That was 6 years ago that those billboards used to be up. And actually, it's gotten worse. Another thing I want is ask the Queen Mayor or Elaine Santa Cruz to define the word systemic without looking at their phones. I think the answer would be hilarious and fascinating. Because, they, again, just like Mandy Patinkin keeps saying in Princess Bride, you keep saying the words, but we don't think you know what it really means. Because everything's systemic. Someone texted me that Rex Scott was on with Zachary, and Zachary asked him about the minimum wage. So I guess they said that Zach asked him the question, and Rexy said that he wouldn't vote for it on a straight 3-2-3 vote majority, but he would want to see it. He loves the idea that the Mr. Responsibility, right, of being voted in on a council on a county board, would like to throw it out there and let the public vote on it and a public thing, and then, you know, then he'll roll with it. So classic slippery Rex answer right there is, oh no, I'm not gonna vote. No, because remember, he's one of the first early people that came out on this to support the city of Tucson one. Now, what's amazing about that, of course, is the idea that why would the guy from Pima County, and the other thing too is by him supporting it, how many business owners that have businesses in the city of Tucson live in District 1 that Rex is screwing here? There's so much weirdness to this, right? The Southern Arizona Community Food Bank putting tens of thousands of dollars into this thing is a joke. I think it's 40 to 50 G's or whatever they put it. It's unbelievable. You guys lost your mind. The more this story gets out, the less I guess it's fine. You're getting enough donations, but I would never donate anything to the Southern Arizona Community Food Bank ever again. Just go to Gap Ministries. They got a big food bank, and they're supporting multiple different smaller charities that go there and get food for their people. So instead of giving any food or money to the Southern Arizona Food Bank, you give it to Gospel Rescue Mission, you give it to Sister Jose, or you give it straight to Gap Ministries. They're doing the job without getting political. The Southern Arizona Community Food Bank, you guys have lost your mind. You've lost your mind. Let's go to break. I got a whole bunch of other stuff I got to get off the old laptop before it's all over. We're just doing the bits and bobs here. Lots of stuff. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. I do find it cute that young lady from Wyoming who wrote the half-assed story for the Arizona Daily Star on the $15 an hour, who was so lazy she actually used a K-Gun 9 quote of Carlos Ruiz for the no side on it, actually did get off her tail, updated the story. I'm not saying it's because I said anything. The timing suspect. But let's just say she had a conscience decision on her own. So she did finally interview Ed Ackerley from Tucson Business Owners directly. And I think the lady who has a chamber thingy over there downtown that kind of does stuff. So at least I forgot what that lady's the journalist name was, but she sucked it up the last time. But not that that revised story is getting in the print edition. Everyone saw the crap it did, the crappy one that she did a print. But she's from Wyoming. They're gonna get. She's gonna work better at it. I got faith in her. So we got that going for us. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals: Gavin Newsom closing down private schools violated parents' private school rights. They said that while the state authority had the state government had authority to close public schools, that did not include private schools. So Gavin lost against the churches and now on this one, losing on this. We hope it continues with a recall of that bizarre young man. We had Miss Encinas, Chiara Encinas over at KGUN 9 did a story about this young man, Jacob Dinger. Looks like his GoFundMe is at $144,000 right now. This is the EMT that was shot by the that very bad man two Sundays ago. So he's still hanging in there, which is good. I see the county sheriff had to go get a kayaker in the nothing better than kayaking on the Rito River. It's the best. Mark Kelly. This is from the Arizona Daily Independent. I guess it's been done by Kirkpatrick, our Phoenix representative. That's the other thing I love. Everyone here hates Phoenix, all these Democrats. But the lady who is actually our CD2 representative actually lives in Phoenix. It's okay when she's on our side, I guess. So we have the Local Journalism Sustainability Act. Kelly claimed in a press release that local newspapers, radio stations, and TV stations are pillars of our communities, bringing Arizona trusted news, information about community events, and the latest on public health updates in their area. Now, Mark, I just want to tell you, their public health updates, they went a little over the top the last 16 months. actually, to a point where it leaned on the world of panic inducing. This is from, I assume Loretta wrote this at the Arizona Daily Independent. Contrary to his claims, the public's turned away from legacy media outlets due to a part in the lack of trust. And then it talks about that poll that came out that 56% of Americans agree that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead the American public by saying things they know that are false or gross exaggerations. 58% think that most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology or political position than informing the public, unquote. So look, I just read you the Howie Fisher quote that is there a vaccine for Republicanism? And he says he's a journalist. It's different being an opinion writer or a radio show host. That's your opinion. But when you have the journal, what I love about the journalists too, they'll be like, oh no, I can't believe they would say that about us, right? Everything you have said or not said is in writing for the last so many years. It's blatantly on display. And the best part is too, is I guess it's not in your journalistic, whatever principles you say you have, that you're not allowed to cover stories that reflect negatively on people of your same party affiliation. Because that's what they do. If I was going to give you the first rule of Tucson newspaper journalism, is don't do stories that reflect poorly on people that have the that are basically Democrats. And if you think that's, quote, down the middle great journalism, you've lost your mind. Another big story that I think has been kind of, it's relation to how all of this gets done, but the state legislature really opened up this whole sports betting thing. So what's going to happen is the gaming department, I got to get him on because it's an old friend of the show, is a director of the gaming department, Ted Vogt, former state legislator, Tucson guy. Tyler was his brother who ran for city council. They've been on the show, both of them, many times. So the Department of Gaming intends to file its final sports for sports and fantasy betting to the Secretary of State's office on Monday. If two things happen as planned, the anticipated deadline is August 28th for fantasy sports wagering to be allowed and for sportsbooks to begin marketing and signing up Arizona customers. Of course, they timed it that it would be ready for September 9th, which is the first Sunday, or at least the first Thursday of the NFL season. Now, what's interesting about this is the legislation signed earlier would allow for 10 sports books to be run by professional sports facilities or another 10 to be run by tribes, plus 10 more limited licenses the teams and tribes can use to partner with horse tracks or off-track betting sites. Well, that's a hell of a sweet deal that they have handed. So I get it. The tribes are in the gambling business. Okay, got it. You're expanding what they're doing. The idea that all the sports pro teams, they're not making enough money anyway. So the pro sports teams get exclusive sports betting licenses. Bothers me slightly. Why do the Bidwells need to have a sporting license, right? And why do the Cardinals, okay, so they want to have sports betting at the football stadium, I guess, right? So then why is there another 10 that the teams or the tribes can partner? Why are they making more money on horse track stuff? I don't get that one either. I got to have Ted on to explain this because my head hurts. Arizona has 22 federal recognized tribes. 16 of them have casinos. Arizona has 3 racing tracks and about 60 off-track betting sites. So anyway, there's a whole bunch of money sloshing through there. And if there's something that feels, I don't want to say crony, but I'll say crony-ish. I'm not saying the tribes. The tribes, they've established that the gambling is part of their business model. But the idea that sports teams are getting gambling license, I don't know about that. It just feels like the rich are getting richer, as we like to say. All right, let's run you through the week coming up. Tomorrow, Malta Joe, Bruce Ash, and then Steve Farley from the Humane Society tomorrow. Then we got Alan Michaels and Ed Alexander at the 7 o'clock hour, Michael Beatrice, COVID-19 lockdowns on trial, and then the Kim from the Arizona Bowl will be here. Then we're going to do Biggs, Schweikert, Larson, and Anastasia, my vivacious veil parent who's been here before, with some updates on what's going on over there. Then I have the principal of Utterback Middle School on Friday, Mark Van Buren with movies, Frank Antonori, and then Lindy will be here. Lindy's opening up a new burger place on 4th Avenue called Lindy's Thunder Burger. And he'll be here to talk about opening up his new place on 4th Avenue. So,
and Matt will be back.
That's right.
Wednesday.
Awesome. So if you're sick of Ray already, no, I'm just kidding. Matt will be back on Wednesday. So some people thought we got rid of him or something like that. It's hilarious. No, Matt's doing great. So remember, wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. Get in on this party or you're going to be out. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. See you in 21 hours.